It's starting to sink in? Is it starting to get it? This will just set you free. But in order to be this, you have to keep catching scarcity. What if no one likes me? Right? There's only 300 million people in the United States. What if none of them like me? To assume half of them are the opposite sex. I only have 150 million people. Assume some of them are married. I only have 100 million people. Okay, hold on. I got to pull all these pieces in here. So be yourself. Let them respond. If they like you, they'll stick around. If they don't, they're doing you a favor. So this is the question that I have of you, okay? So this is another opportunity for you to express yourselves. By the way, there's something I want you to start noticing as people speak, because it will give you the courage to be the same way. I want you to start noticing how attractive people are when they're telling the truth. How attractive they are when they're being authentic. That you like them, that you fall in love with them. Even if you don't want what they want, you're hoping they get it. See, if you can see that in other people, then you may start to have the faith that it's the same way with you. That when you're being yourself, you are incredibly attractive. Just because that's what authenticity does. Okay? So, this is the question that I'm inviting you to respond to. If you were being yourself, what would you be expressing that you normally don't? If you went on a date, let's put it on a date. If you were on a date and you were being yourself, what would you be expressing that you normally don't? Please, Macomb.
I was told also never to do this. Never say you want a committed relationship that will turn into marriage. So be warm, kind, sensitive, try to help if there's a necessary, but never, never, never say you want to get married.
So if you were being yourself, you would say, I want to get married.
I want to get married. And so I want to have
so
babies.
So look, try it out. Look at them and say it. Come on, just try. Just try. No, just look around. Just turn a little bit, even just this section. Even this just section, go for it.
I want to be married to a committed man and have lots of sex and babies.
Good job. See, if you can do that to 175 people, you can tell one man that. Right? She just told 175 people that, so she can tell one man. I never said it'd be easy. I said it'd be simple. Yes, please.
I would say, even though I have a successful career, I would be happier, much happier, giving it up and having a family with someone who can support me and take care of me in that for the next 10 years or so.
Thank you. You'd come out and say that. And you just did. Pretty good.
But on a date, I can't say that.
No. On a date, you haven't said that yet.
I think my fear is that most men now don't want to hear that. They don't want someone that they're going to take care of.
And they'll go away. And those men will go away.
I feel that...
No, you got to listen to this, okay? See, if you don't say what I'm looking for is a marriage where I'm home with the children and you're the provider, if you don't say that, being afraid that if you say that he'll go away, can you see how stupid that is? I really want you to see that, because see, if you say that and he goes away, then he doesn't want to be that. If you don't say that, you never send him away. And if he doesn't want to be that, you want to send him away as fast as you can. Because he's wasting your time. Right? Can you see that? Wait, do you see this? So we're like,